At every bris, you can basically guarantee that the two most commonly asked questions will be, what was the name? Because they couldn't really hear the name. And why was he named that? Because they're waiting to hear from the parents why that name was chosen. People are always interested in the source for a name, not just the name itself. And this isn't only true regarding people. It's true regarding street names. And it's true regarding towns and cities also. It's always interesting to know why a certain name was given. So in this week's Parsha, Yaakov names a couple of towns. One town which he names is Beis El, the house of Hashem. And we understand why he's naming that town Beis El, because he's commemorating the fact that he had encountered Hashem for all this time, bringing a karban, saying, this is the Beis El. I have had the pleasure of spending time with Hashem. That one we understand. But there's another town which Yaakov's names in this week's Parsha. The Torah tells us that Yaakov went to a town and named it Sukkos. Why did he call it Sukkos? Because he built shelters, Sukkos, in that town for his animals. Now, this doesn't seem like as big of a deal as meeting with Hashem. We understand why you would name a town after meeting with Hashem. That's a big deal. But why are you naming a town after the fact that you built shelter for your animals? Why is that such a big deal? So the Or HaChaim explains, the reason is that this act was actually something revolutionary. This was the first time in history that somebody had thought of building a home, building a barn, building a place to stay for their animals. In the past, animals had always just been outside and they had been on the grass. But this was the first time that someone had decided that they would protect their animal by building a home for the animals. Now, it's obviously important to have rachmanas, to have mercy on animals, and that might be why it was so important. But maybe there is something deeper here. Rabbi Frand explains that there is something deeper here. If we look later on in next week's Parsha, we will see that when Yaakov sends Yosef to go check on his brothers, Yaakov tells Yosef, go and check out your brothers and how the sheep are doing. Because once again, Yaakov is very concerned about his animals. We see an emphasis on Yaakov being concerned for his animals, both by building a shelter for them and by sending Yosef to go check on them. Why is this so important? So Rabbi Frand explains that at that time, animals were what provided a livelihood for Yaakov. This was where he got his sustenance. This was where he got his money from, how he was able to provide for his family. So he had a karas hatov to the animals for allowing him to provide for his family. And this is why it was such a big deal. This is why he named the town Sukkos, to show it is important to have a karas hatov for anything which allows you to be successful in life. And we see this later on, that this was passed down to Yosef of the Diyukno Shel Aviv, that when Yosef is in Potiphar's house and Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him, Yosef does not sleep with Potiphar's wife, and he says, how could I do this to Hashem and to Potiphar as well? Because he had a karas hatov to Potiphar for providing him with livelihood. So we see Yaakov pass this on to Yosef as well, the importance of having a karas hatov. We find the uniqueness of Hakaras HaTov later on in this week's Parsha as well. We are told that Devorah Meinekes Rivka passes away in this week's Parsha. And it's a little odd that we're told about Devorah, the nurse of Rivka, because we haven't really mentioned her so much in the rest of the Torah. Why over here does the Torah decide to mention that Devorah has died? Rashi explains that this is a hint to us that Rivka has actually died. The Torah doesn't state that Rivka died. Rather, it tells us that her nurse died, Devorah died, and that is a hint to us that Rivka had died. Why had Rivka sent Devorah to visit Yaakov at this point? We are told that Devorah was sending a message to Yaakov to tell him that now it was time to come home. But once again, why Devorah? Why is Devorah a symbol for Rivka's death? And why did Rivka choose to send Devorah as the messenger to bring Yaakov home, to say that it's now safe for him to come home? So many explain that once again it is based on the idea of Hakaras HaTov. This nurse Devorah had been with Rivka since she was a child. She had taken care of her for all these years, and she had continued to stick with her. Come what may, no matter what had happened throughout her life, she had stuck with her. Now Rivka was all alone as her two sons were away, and her husband was blind and unable to take care of her. But she had this nurse with her. This nurse continued to be with her. And it was this point that Rivka wanted to make to Yaakov when she sent Devorah to go send the message to him to come home, that your that you're safe to come home. It was a reminder to him of this midah of Hakaras HaTov. Look, I am sending you Devorah, who I have a tremendous amount of Hakaras HaTov for, because she has taken care of me forever, to remind you of the importance of Hakaras HaTov for everything that you have received. And this is when Yaakov becomes complete, when he realizes the importance of Hakaras HaTov for everything that he has received. We know Yaakov epitomizes this midah of Hakaras HaTov. And it's important for us as well to continue with this midah of Hakaras HaTov as it is emphasized throughout the Torah. We're familiar with Hakaras HaTov of Moshe, why Moshe was not able to perform the first few makos, and Aaron had to do it because Moshe had to have Hakaras HaTov to the ground for protecting him, etc. This midah comes up throughout the Torah, and it's an important midah for us to inculcate as well, to always be thankful and to show Hakaras HaTov to the people that help us, to the people that have helped us, and the people that continue to help us throughout our lives to be successful. It's important to just take a moment to think about, how have I gotten to where I have gotten? Who has helped me? How have they helped me? Have I thanked them? It's amazing what a small thank you could do for that person, but it's amazing what it could do for you as well, as it could change you when you become a person who focuses on Hakaras HaTov, who thanks people for what they have done for you, and you are able to realize and analyze what people have done for you. You yourself will become a better person and will be more helpful for others as well.